With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Republicans are gearing up to pass the president's big, beautiful bill, which includes sweeping tax cuts and a rollback of social services like Medicaid. More from reporter Bernie Bennett.
A handful of Senate Republicans have expressed concerns about the bill's proposed cuts. Republican Kentucky Senator Rand Paul threw cold water on the plan. He argued the proposal's spending cuts and tax breaks in the massive bill will only balloon the federal deficit. On Truth Social, President Donald Trump went after Paul, arguing that if he joins Democrats to block the bill, the great people of Kentucky will never forgive him. On Monday, Senate Majority Leader John Thune pledged to get to work. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The wife and five children of a man accused of throwing Molotov cocktails at demonstrators in Boulder, Colorado, are being taken into custody. Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem made the announcement Tuesday in a post on X. Authorities say Mohammed Sabri Solomon, an Egyptian who had been living in the U.S. illegally, threw two Molotov cocktails at supporters of Israel during Sunday's attack in which he yelled "Free Palestine." Authorities say the two incendiary devices he threw at the weekly demonstration injured more than half of the roughly 20 participants. A Russian attack has targeted the Ukrainian city of Sumy, killing at least three people, leaving many injured.
On his Telegram page, Ukraine's Volodymyr Zelensky denounced the assault, saying it underscores Moscow has no intention of halting the three-year war. Zelensky adds one of the rockets pierced through a wall of an apartment and didn't explode. That's all you need to know about Russia's desire to end this war, he wrote.
That's correspondent Charles de Ledesma reporting. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 214 points, the NASDAQ rose 156. This is SRN News. Leading evangelicals condemn the anti-Semitic attack in Boulder, Colorado.
Pastor Jensen Franklin is a member of President Trump's Religious Liberty Commission, and he is urging all Christians to be in prayer, adding, quote, "Every time those filled with hate unleash an anti-Semitic attack, please join me in blessing the Jewish people even further. We must counter this wickedness with goodness." Pastor Samuel Rodriguez of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference says, quote, "We will not stay silent while the innocent suffer." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Attorneys for a woman who sued Kentucky seeking to overturn its abortion ban have dropped their challenge. The lawyers have not given a reason for seeking to drop the case. The lawsuit been filed last year in state court in Louisville on behalf of a woman who was 7 weeks pregnant at the time. The American Civil Liberties Union says it will not be providing additional details about the dismissal. This is SRN News. U.S. job openings rose unexpectedly in April.
The Labor Department reports that employers posted 7.4 million job vacancies in April, up from 7.2 million in March. Economists had expected openings to drift down to 7.1 million. But the number of Americans quitting their jobs, a sign of confidence in their prospects, fell, and layoffs ticked higher. Openings remain high by historical standards, but have dropped sharply since peaking at 12.1 million in March 2022, when the economy was recovering from COVID-19 lockdowns. John Scott reporting.
Meta has cut a 20-year deal to secure nuclear power to help meet surging demands for artificial intelligence and other computing needs at Facebook's parent company. The investment will also expand the output of an Illinois nuclear plant. More details at srnnews.com.